Hello, everyone. Of course, now I've pressed record, I can't think of a thing to say. But I'm afraid my usual correspondent isn't available at the moment. So it's just me. The boy's at his office, and I'm just about to go to mine. I was going to talk about the newsletter and moving it from Tiny Letter to MailChimp. Not very interesting, but I can't think of anything else. It's Tiny Letter is a bit weird. I like it, but there are definitely things about it which are irritating and half broken. But it's free, and if I move to MailChimp, it probably won't be free, because there's things I'd like to pay for rather than just being a free user. But I think I will go to MailChimp, because it's just less irritating than Tiny Letter. But it'll probably take me a couple of goes to get used to it. And so if you are receiving the newsletter, then it'll probably bugger up a couple of times before anything happens. Oh, look, we've got a penalty charge on the car. 80 quid. Crikey. That's a bit steep. Oh, well. Yes, what else? Yeah, the newsletter itself, I'm probably going to go to a paid account on MailChimp. I don't have enough people signed up to justify doing anything kind of proper with it, although I love you all very much. But there's only, you know, there aren't many of you signed up, which is fine. I'm not writing for a large audience. I'm hardly writing at all. I'm just typing things in, and I'm doing it as a kind of exercise, a practice. So that's working. The responses I'm getting are very heartening, very good. And I'm extremely happy with people writing in. I'm intensely relaxed. No, I'm more than relaxed. I'm very happy that people write back. And please, if you don't want me to quote what you've sent me, either make it really creepily obvious or just say, please don't repost stuff. But I'm assuming if you write to me from the newsletter, then you're kind of vaguely okay with me reposting kind of links that anyone could find on the net. If you post me kind of weird personal stuff, no, I'm not going to. Yeah, no, I'm not going to post that. Unless you want me to, and then maybe. But no one's done that. What else? God, I need to go through these books. This is just embarrassing. What do you do with old books? What do you do with books you haven't read? I've got that horrible middle class thing of never throwing books away, but maybe I should just throw books away. I get rid of loads of other stuff, why not books? And I'm currently in the midst of an office move, so it's for me it's chaotic and stressful, but for everyone else I'm sure the process is continuing as normal. That's it really. Yeah, thanks for what people have written about that little thing I wrote about Addiscombe, where I used to visit when I was younger. I've promised myself never, ever, ever to ask people what to write about. So I'm not asking anyone what to write about, because I have nothing in my head. I don't know what to talk about, don't know what to write about, I don't know what to do. I'm just blank, you know, a cipher. Accepting of the world and whatever happens, just dealing with whatever comes up, or accepting whatever comes up, not dealing it with it very well. But I'd like to carry on doing this thing as well, these little daily things. I'd like them to be daily. But God alone knows what I shall bore you with tomorrow. Hopefully my correspondent will be back here so we can talk about something entertaining and light-hearted and not so leaden as the things I usually think about. Anyway, have a lovely day and see you tomorrow.